Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
We haven't done an LOL Jackson in a while. So we're going to do that before we get out of here today. But we are going to go to another Jackson story that I've got pulled up here. I want y'all to hear this news story, and then I'm going to read a quote that I found on Nextdoor, or a post from a Jacksonian on Nextdoor. So when y'all tell me stuff like, Clay, all you do is just talk about the bad. Well, I'm gonna show you that when the people start having enough and start speaking out, most people tend to agree. Anyway, this is from WLBT.
With breaking news.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Patrice Clark. We begin with breaking news out of the capital city. Jackson police are investigating after a shooting on Ellis Avenue. Police say a 48-year-old man was walking out of Boss Lady Barbershop when he says a group of black men in that parking lot began shooting at each other. He was hit in the right ankle.
What kind of man did she say?
Men in that parking lot began shop when he says a group of black men in that parking lot began shooting at each
other. Not white supremacist?
He was hit in the right ankle. He was then rushed to UMMC by a private vehicle with non-life-threatening injuries.
I was told that white supremacists and AR-15s were the greatest threat to our safety and democracy. WLBT is suggesting that that may not 100% be accurate. Here's a story from a lady. Or a man, I really don't know. I clipped their name off because they didn't want to roll them under the bus when I shared their post. But here's a citizen of Jackson posted this on Nextdoor. I just thought it was so telling. It's gotten over 1,300 likes on my Instagram page. That's a lot, by the way. It says, the city is getting out of control. I was driving down Ellis Avenue and a white car with a guy hanging out the window came from the parking lot by Wingstop. That's where this barbershop is, and was just shooting. The shots were coming so fast, I thought it was a machine gun. Probably had a Glock switch. Cars were stopping, and people were running and ducking. I called 911, and after about 10 minutes, they answered and said, patrol were en route, and they would add my name to the list of calls. WTF. Didn't ask if I was okay. Why do these individuals feel it's okay to ride and shoot in broad, open daylight? Oh, well, I have some theories to that we'll discuss after I get through reading. Where is this task force the governor was talking about? As a tax-paying citizen, see, this is somebody without a job. I mean, this is somebody with a job that ain't on welfare. See, those folks done had enough. Anyway, says I should be able to drive anywhere in Jackson without fear of getting shot as an innocent bystander. We already have enough issues avoiding potholes and raggedy streets. Now it's bullets. I'm mad and I'm shook up at the same time. Woo-wee. Preach. Say it louder for the people in the back. Now, the problem is you probably voted for Chalkway. You know, because he told you all of Jackson's problems was because of racism. And white supremacy and infrastructural racism. Systemic racism. That's not the problem. That's not Jackson's, the root cause of Jackson's problems. No. The root cause of Jackson's problem is These girls going down, laying down with any old guy that she knows dang well she ain't got no intentions of spending more than a night with. Having kids. They barely raise. The discreets raise them. That's the problem. Now we could, like an octopus, and go a bunch of different directions off that. The tentacles everywhere. But at the end of the day, that's the problem. That's the root cause of the problem. I want to dissect this a little bit more here. It says, it asks about the broad daylight. It says, why do these individuals feel that it's okay to ride and shoot in broad, open daylight? Well, it's because your mayor gutted the police department. It's because your mayor told police that if they shoot back, they're probably going to jail. Look what they did to Anthony Fox. And they got, there's more cops coming up. You know, getting ready to have to deal with court and their life on the line and all this stuff. Because the mayor has told people that criminals are more important to this city than taxpaying citizens. You got pulpit pimps out here every time one of these dope boys get themselves climate changed, shooting at the Capitol Police or anybody else, screaming, racism. No. F'd around and found out-ism. That's what happened. You know, pulpit pimp picket trying to become the next Jesse Jackson and the other one. I can't even remember his name off the top of my head. These fake civil rights preachers. Al Sharpton. That's the problem in Jackson. Is they put criminals on a pedestal. Master P had a song years ago off the Ghetto Dope album. I think it was on that album. So it would have been 96, 97. It was called Ghetto Heroes. You know, I didn't know it at the time. But that's the problem. In these urban Democrat areas, they don't celebrate the kid that stayed out of trouble. The kid that went on off to college. Unless he played ball. You know, but just an average, smart kid, studied, put in the work, graduated, went out to college, got the hell out of here. They don't celebrate that kid. They celebrate these ghetto heroes for all the wrong reasons. I posted a video, and when I say ghetto heroes, I don't mean people that are in the ghetto doing good. I mean people that are in there selling dope, turning tricks, all that stuff, killing folks, those ghetto heroes. I was going to play y'all something else, but we're going to take a call from Lacey real quick. I want her thoughts on this. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that you got parents that are stupid. I hear women, I'm talking 40 and up and some younger, but I've heard stories about going to the schools and jumping on the teachers and shooting them up and all that kind of crazy. So it's a parent problem, pretty much. That's what you got.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
And the racism stuff, if you deal with white people, if they're white, no matter what the situation is, it's racist. If it's white, it's racist. They're ignorant. So that's all I had to say.
Lacey, always great hearing from you, love.
Yes, great talking to you.
Uh-huh. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Real quick, thank you, Lacey. Always great hearing from you. Miss Sylvia texted in also there. Let me pull that one up real quick. Sylvia says, Jackson is a lawless city. One can commit a crime at any time and get away with it. I hate Jackson. And whether y'all think I'm right or wrong about the stuff I talk about, that's the perception. And look, I'll be the first to tell you, there's some safe area. I'm not going to play this nowhere in Jackson is safe stuff. There are some good areas there that are patrolled by Capitol Police. Does that mean there ain't good JPD cops? Absolutely not. There's great JPD cops. But when the core is infected by a cancer of wokeism, the rest of it can only be so good. Now, I like the current chief. I still think he's got some golden handcuffs on him, being the mayor, because I think Chakwe is that cancer. But there are some safe spots in Jackson. That Capitol Street area. Sands, the story I'm about to tell y'all when we get back from this break here. I don't know if it's any more dangerous. It just makes it look trashy as hell. Let's take a break. Come back. They filmed a music video on Capitol Street. We're going to talk about it. Stand up, Jackson. I know you're going to be proud about this.